Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this In His Steps journey as we discover the power of passionate prayer, intentional presence, radical generosity, and surrendered service.
This is day 25 of In His Steps. The legacy lives on. And today, our specific topic is serving Jesus by serving others. Rick Warren wrote, "The only way you can serve God is by serving other people." And John Wesley wrote, "One of the principal rules of religion is to lose no occasion of serving God. And since He is invisible to our eyes, we are to serve Him in our neighbor, which He receives as if done to Himself in person, standing visibly before us." Our text is Matthew 25, 31 through 40. "Now when the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on His glorious throne. Before Him will be gathered all the nations, and He will separate people from one another, as a shepherd separates his sheep from the goats. And He will place the sheep on His right, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on His right, 'Come, you who are blessed by My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave Me food. I was thirsty, and you gave Me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed Me. I was naked, and you clothed Me. I was sick, and you visited Me. I was in prison, and you came to Me.' Then the righteous will answer Him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you to drink? And when did we see you as a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, My brothers, you did it to Me.'" As we follow in His steps, we observe that Jesus is the greatest example of servanthood. If we ask the question, what would Jesus do? Serving others would be the top answer. As we draw closer to Jesus and seek to follow His example, we're challenged to serve others. Paul writes about this in his letter to the church at Ephesus, Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. "Imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are His dear children. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered Himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God." Imitation involves not only copying Jesus' external behavior, but also replicating His internal motivation. When we imitate Christ, we serve as He served, and for the same reason. Jesus served others because He deeply loved people. The motivations behind our actions will determine whether we truly are imitating Jesus or simply mimicking Him. In Matthew 25, Jesus tells three parables related to His return and the day of judgment. The final one, which we read as today's text, is called the parable of the sheep and the goats. Jesus uses this story to illustrate the importance of internal motivation. As we read it, we are presented with three questions. When Jesus returns, how will we know if we'll be a sheep or a goat? Will we end up on His right or on His left? To say it bluntly, the sheep are the ones who love others enough to serve them, and the goats are the ones who ignore those with great needs. This truth should inspire us to pray that God will give us a genuine love for others so that we may serve with the right motivation. Furthermore, notice the closing words of the king in verse 40. "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, My brethren, you did it to Me." In other words, when we serve the least of these, we're serving Jesus. Mother Teresa is one of the greatest examples of serving the least of these. People often ask Mother Teresa why she loved the poor so much and how she could honor others in such difficult situations. In response, she liked to grasp their hand, slowly wiggle one finger at a time, and explain, "You did it to me." Jesus cares about each person he created. He cares about people one person at a time. He loves the one orphan boy, the one widowed woman, the one hungry child in Africa. God sees the one that others may not see. He loves the one that others may not love. He pursues the one that others gave up on. Jesus cares about each one, and he cares about everyone. As we follow Jesus, may he teach us to do the same. Now, here are some questions that we need to ask ourselves to sort of drive home this point. Question one, Scripture depicts the least of these in the following scriptures. As you read these passages, in what way are you serving the least of these? Proverbs 31, 8 and 9. Open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all who are destitute. Open your mouth, judge righteously, defend the rights of the poor and needy. In James 1, 27, religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world. In what way are you serving one of the least of these? Question two, how do you see Jesus in the eyes of the poor and the needy? And number three, what are your thoughts on the following quote by Martin Luther in light of today's devotion? The world does not need a definition of religion as much as it needs a demonstration. Let us pray. O God, may what we talk about become our walk. May we do rather than just say. And may we know that as we do it unto one of the least of these, we're doing it unto you. Thank you for that privilege. In Jesus' name, amen.